Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. We're here today in Texas. It's a beautiful day here. I hope the weather's good where you all are. This is your time to bring your questions about calcium bentonite clay and my time to answer them. So I hope we have a lot of questions in queue. I'm going to take a look and see what's waiting for us. Mary Helen in Massachusetts. I've been putting dry clay on my teeth for my gums at night. Do I have to be concerned that clay will pull metals from my gold crowns or root canals? No. The apparatus that dentists use in your mouth are not deteriorating. So I have been using clay in my mouth and brushing my teeth with it when I had braces on, and I've got gold crowns and laminations and everything else, but they do not deteriorate. I can promise you that. It's the deteriorating metals that we have to worry about. But that's a good question. Thank you for asking, because I'm sure other people are wondering too. Jackie in Farmer City. Does calcium bentonite clay work for asthma, and how much should I take daily? Not really. Asthma is accumulation, a swelling in the bronchial tubes. Now, you might usually triggered by allergies or stress. You can put a thin coat of clay on over the bronchial tubes and let it dry, and maybe put a little warm pad over that, and sometimes it helps open the bronchial tubes. Drinking it for a long period of time may help reduce your reactions to whatever it is that's causing the asthma. From that respect, it's been known to help allergies, but it's taking it over a prolonged period of time, and gradually you notice they're getting better and better, and the allergy's not there anymore. It may take 6 months of drinking clay. I would drink 2 ounces twice a day for something like that. But if you have an asthma attack, you're not going to get immediate relief from clay. I hope you have an inhaler around for the immediate relief, and then put some on your chest. If you get a cold that settles in your chest, those bronchial tubes fill up, and it's good to put clay on your throat and your chest. If I have a cough or something, I put it under my throat, and I get those glands under my jaw, down my neck, over my chest, and down the middle of my chest, and let it dry, a thin coat at night, and sleep with it, and it usually keeps me from coughing at night. So, but that's a good question. Joanne in Massachusetts, can you talk about your new book? How is it different from the Living Clay book? Are there new protocols? Thank you. Yes. There are 180 protocols in this book, or over. The history of the clay probably stayed the same. A few chapters stayed the same, but most of it's different. I've added more scientific data to understanding how clay works, the energy of clay. There are new chapters in there. There's a chapter on pets and wildlife, testimonials about pets, new testimonials. The protocols, the mixing directions are easier now. I've learned over time how to do things a little more effective than what I was first taught in the beginning. So I love the new mixing directions, and it goes pretty deep on the mixing directions, poultices, how to make an eye wash, how to do a little eye poultice. If your eyes are itching, put a little liquid clay on a cotton pad and hold it over your closed eye. A lot of different tricks in there. A whole chapter on detoxification and the importance of it. There's a frequently asked questions section of most of the questions that people ask. And new recipes. It really has been upgraded quite a bit, and I'm getting excellent comments on it. So I think you'll enjoy it. The original book is no longer available. They took it off the assembly line, and the quickest way I know to tell you to order the new book is go to theclaybook.com, theclaybook.com. And there's a link there, and you can click on the link to order, and it will take you to a page, and you can read some excerpts from the books there, okay? And any of you who have read the book and like it, if you'll go there to The Clay Book and leave us your comments about a review, we'd certainly appreciate that. And the book is very, you know, the protocols are new, probably more aggressive, because I learned so much more in the years since writing the first book. So you'll find lots and lots of new information there. Sandy in Farmington, lots of people in Massachusetts online today. If I mix living clay powder with water, is it as effective as living clay water available in the bottles? Yes, if you mix it correctly. You know, I would put, I make it by the bottle, 32 ounces at a time, in a blender. 2 cups of water, add a half a cup of clay, 2 more cups of water, so you have your clay sandwiched between water. Blend it on high for 30 seconds. Pour it into your bottles, and then you can just, it will stay on your kitchen cabinet. It won't spoil. Just pour up what you need each day. And when you do it in the blender for 30 seconds, you get a very smooth, creamy solution, like when you buy the bottles. So it's very easy to make. When I'm making it, I go ahead and mix a little of everything while I have my blender dirty. I usually mix 2 batches of the liquid. And then I mix some hydrated. I'll put 3 cups of water and a rounded cup of clay and blend it on high for 30 seconds and scrape it into an airtight container where there's not a lot of air space. I usually get several little smaller containers. And then I keep one in the bathroom and I have one in the kitchen. And I like to put some little bitty ones out there. Right now, with the danger of these mosquitoes, the Zitka mosquitoes, infected mosquitoes going around, keep it with you, and if you get an insect bite of any kind, put the clay on there, and it pulls the venom out. As soon as you feel the redness and the itching, slap it on there, and then keep it on until the itching goes away. You know, if it falls off and it's still a little itching there, put some fresh clay on. Let's avoid those mosquito venom. Okay, Xavier in Detroit. Is it better to give my pets dry powder clay on their food, or should it be mixed with water first? It needs to be hydrated first, because it's going to hydrate in their stomachs and it's going to pull water from their system. I know when animals in the wild will go out and lick clay, and I'm sure they have access to water. It doesn't seem to bother them, but I think it's better if you mix it. They like the hydrated clay, the 3-to-1 mix, like you put on your face topically. You can take a spoonful and mix it in their food, or on their food. Most dogs like it, and they realize it helps them. My grandson's dog won't eat it. We have to camouflage it for him, stick it down in his food or stir it in with it. But most of them learn that it's good for them and instinctually. But, you know, he's a lab and he doesn't like water, so something's a little wrong when he came. He left a few cards behind the door. Very loving dog, but don't know about his common sense. So those are good questions, and it's really good for your pets. If they're real big, you can give them a soup spoonful. If they're smaller, a teaspoon. For Great Danes, I'd give them a tablespoon in their food. It helps keep them free of intestinal worms, and it doesn't affect heartworms, because heartworms are in the blood system, but it does work on intestinal worms. They have more energy. It's just overall good for them, like it is for people. Achy joints, old dogs, old pets get around much better. So thank you for that, and do give it to your pets. It's as good for them as it is for you. All right, let's see if we have any more. Jacob in Massachusetts. Does clay help with OCD, obsessive compulsion disorder for children with autism? What about ticks from strep infection like pandas? It helps, the clay baths will help the autistic children calm down. They immediately calm down. So when they, you know, they are very used to routine and structure, and any change or difference really affects them. One lady put her nephew in the bath water, and he was severely autistic, wouldn't make eye contact, talked very little. So she put the clay mask in her hands and put it in the water and kind of washed it around behind his back while he was sitting there to let it kind of dissolve. She'd done it a few times, and finally he turned and looked to her and said, "More, please." And he looked her in the eye and said, "How, please?" And she was just amazed that he was making eye contact. And the parents report that they're calmer in the first clay bath. So if they're having a panic attack and you can get them in a clay bath, that will help calm them down. I doubt if it will help, you know, if they're in that movement where they make a similar movement all the time. I don't know. I have not gotten any reports on that. Ticks from strep infections like pandas. I'm not sure what a panda is. Ticks is usually a twitching somewhere. And I don't know. You might just put some of the clay mask on that area where the twitching is and see if it'll calm the nerves there. It's overall good for the body. Most of the people who give them clay baths give them about an ounce of clay, or if it's a small child, a teaspoon to a tablespoon a couple of times a day, just to help their immune system. And bless you for all you do with a child with autism. They're beautiful, special, highly intelligent people. And when you know how to deal with them, they respond beautifully. And it takes so much patience. So blessings on you. Thank you. Okay, looks like all the questions that I have for now. Let me go over to the phone lines and see if anybody on the phone line would like to ask a question. If you'll press star 2 on your phone, it'll open your line and we can chat. And if any of you have a testimonial you would like to share, I'd love that. I had an email from a lady the other day, and she had been taking the clay. She'd been calling about candida. And she started taking 3 ounces 3 times a day, and in 3 months, she said she has cleared up. Anytime you're dealing with candida, you need to be more aggressive on the amount, because this bacteria multiplies quickly, and if you eat the wrong things, you're actually feeding the bacteria, and they really proliferate fast. So you need to watch your diet and drink the clay, and then once it's under control, stay on it. Your clay dosage for a couple of more weeks before you try to find your maintenance level, to make sure you have them under control and it's not just on the edge where it'll zoom back up and be like a roller coaster. Nobody wants to talk to me this morning? I don't see any lines opening up. Okay, well, we'll just talk about clay. I am excited about the new book. It really scientifically easily explains how clay works, and it's so multifaceted because it works, it has several primary attributes, and all these attributes work together in synchronicity and harmony to give more results. So when you drink it, it works from your mouth south, cleaning house. It doesn't go into the bloodstream. It is not digested. So you're not getting actual the minerals from the clay. You only get four minerals, and that's small amounts of calcium, potassium, sodium, and magnesium. So you don't stop taking your supplements when you're taking clay. Even though it's listed as a supplement, there's just the only way we can get it on the market, you have to tell it something. And clay is a horse of a different color. It doesn't fit anywhere. It's not a food. It's not a drug. It's not really a supplement. But ironically, because of these attributes of clay, and one of them being the fact that it's a catalyst, it can, through enzymatic action with the body, can make amino acids, which are the building blocks of the body, and make peptide change from that. And from the peptide change, you can make protein. And from that, you can make some vitamins and minerals that the clay doesn't even contain. So if you're getting the mineral sublimation, it's coming, supplementation, it's coming indirectly through the actions and the abilities of the clay as being a catalyst. A catalyst is something that gives an activation energy and speeds the healing process and speeds the activation. And then with clay, it's also the healing processes. People who use it topically are amazed at how quickly it works. Even wearing, putting it on for acne, how quickly it can clear up acne, and drinking it, how quickly, I mean, it can zap acid reflux, a bad case, in 1 to 2 days. So it's very good for that. The other attributes of the clay is the pH factor. And that fact that it has an alkaline pH, and most of us are over acidic. But clay is also homeostatic, and it wants to bring things into balance. So it has this knowledge of what parts of the body need to be what pH, and it doesn't over-alkalize you. It seems to bring things into balance where it needs to be and go on. The Indians always said the clay has a wisdom of its own. It knows where to go and what to do. And I've seen proof of that many, many times. And then the energy of the clay has an electromagnetic energy to it, and it just revitalizes the body. When you put it on topically as a poultice over different organs, it stimulates them. It brings circulation and blood flow that's needed for cellular repair and healing. So it's just a multifaceted, beautiful thing that will clear out your medicine cabinet and keep you out of the doctor's office. And given the cost of the clay, compared to the cost of one doctor visit, you're way, way ahead. So detoxing is important, and we do that through the clay baths. When you drink the clay, you're cleaning any toxins that are in the alimentary canal going all the way south. And it cleans house, takes the toxins, and carries them out with your poop. When you've already absorbed some toxins into your body and the kidney and the liver are so far behind they can't get them filtered out, they get stored and build up. And this is what brings down our immune system and our energy level, because we're carrying all this toxic load with us. So the clay baths are very important for detoxing. They literally pull heavy metals, toxins, poisons in our system through the pores of your skin. It's not something you feel. You know, it's very gentle when it works. And it's just amazing what a clay bath can do for you. They're very calming. It's just like it calms the autistic children. It's also calming for us. If you have a migraine headache, get into a clay bath and just notice how quickly your headache leaves. It's very relaxing. It opens up the flow of energy in your body and the movement of the energy. When you have pain, we resist pain and the muscles tighten up and hold. All we're doing is holding the pain in, but it's a natural reflex of the body to resist the pain. So those are some of the benefits of clay, and you'll see, read all about it in the new book. It explains it very easily, and lots of new protocols on new ailments. And I'm just really excited about the new book. The name of the book is Calcium Bentonite Clay, and you might Google it and find it somewhere. They may have, I don't know if they have it in bookstores yet. There's some bookstores that can carry it, and you can order it through them. But if you want it quickly, go just go to the Clay book. It's direct line to the publishing company, and they'll take your order and ship it out to you. Okay, I'm going to flip back over and see if we have any more questions. I do. Paul from Minneapolis. Are there any foods that interact badly with clay? Are there any specific foods that you should avoid when taking clay? No, not really. Clay doesn't bother food. I've noticed that it takes heat out. If you like hot sauce really, really hot, don't put clay in it because it kind of takes the heat out. If you ever burn yourself with jalapenos, forget the milk. Just get clay and swish it around your mouth, and it'll pull that burning sensation out. In fact, there are lots of bad foods I like to take the clay with. By bad foods, I mean greasy things, high cholesterol things. If you drink a little clay before, it'll absorb the oils, the greasy oils, like on pizza and Mexican food and Italian food that has all the butter in there. It does absorb oil, so when you're taking your fish oils and things, give your fish oils about an hour to absorb into your bloodstream, and then, for you to digest it, and then the clay should be good to go. You don't want to, some people make a clay lemon water. And if you do, you want to leave it open because when you put mixed clay with vinegar and with lemon juice like that and shake it up, it's going to build up gas. The clay helps release that gas. There's a combustion that goes on between them, and it has been known to blow the lid off of a container. But if you're just putting lemon in your tea or lemon over your fish, it's not going to bother that. Okay, Sandy from Farmington. I keep the clay powder in its container in a dark place. Is it necessary, and does clay lose its potency over many months, even if it's in a container? I haven't found it to lose its potency at all. It's 43 million years old. It's been in the ground in a dark place, so I see no problem with that. Some people say the sun charges the clay, and if you want to set your container out in the sunshine during the summertime, it may charge the clay, but I haven't noticed any real difference. It just keeps on working. And I've kept some for long periods of time. I keep my containers on the bottom shelf of a bookcase. They're not really in a dark place. You just don't want to store it around anything that has a very strong chemical odor, like gasoline, or under your kitchen sink where you have cleaning fluids that give off an odor, because clay is a deodorizer. And as long as it smells good, and when you mix the clay, there's not a musty odor to it, you're doing good. It's good. Okay, Donna, do you still recommend the Living Clay brand? Yes, I do. I've compared it to about 40 other clays. I invite you to compare it. If you have one you like, get a small amount of the Living Clay and mix it and try them and compare them, and I think you'll see the difference. It's a triple swelling clay, so you get more for your money when you mix it. Like when you mix the hydrated, you put three times the amount of water to the amount of clay, and most clays are a 1-to-1, so you're getting more volume there with the Living Clay. It's unique in that respect. From the comments we've gotten from people trying other clays and then switching over to the Living Clay, it leads me to believe that it's just a superior clay. Not that other clays don't work to some degree, and all of them are going to work some. But it's just, it's very smooth. It really doesn't have any taste. It's excellent texture. It's probably the most naturally non-gritty clay I've ever seen. If you pick up the clay rock, it's kind of like chalk. It's very chalk-like. It's not gritty and sandy. Some clays have quite a bit of grit to them. Okay, Felix Milana in Miami. Is there a reason to use calcium bentonite instead of sodium bentonite? Yes, they're different. They're both from the same family. Sodium bentonites primarily have been used for industrial uses. Your calcium bentonites are more the healing clay. If it's a low sodium, I wouldn't be worried about it. But the more sodium in it, the more plastic-like and gooey the clay becomes. It's not a smooth liquid. It's kind of a thick, gooey stuff. Some of the bottled clays are sodium bentonites that have been washed or refined, and you'll notice they're very thick and they're just, yeah, I can drink the living clay all day long and it doesn't bother me to drink it, but the sodium, I almost gag on them. It affects the plasticity of the clay, and for all well muds, they like that. For industrial use, they use the sodium bentonite. Now, there is a sodium bentonite, Redmond, but they have a low sodium. I can still taste the sodium, but again, try and compare. And it's difficult to tell what the sodium levels are. Most sodium bentonites don't claim it's a sodium when they're selling it for health food. They'll just say bentonite clay. But read it. Read the fine print and go online and check it out. And if it just says bentonite, 9 out of 10 times, it's a sodium bentonite. Just over time, your calcium bentonites have been predominantly the best healing clays. All right. Okay, we're out of questions again. So I'm going to slip back over to the phone lines. And again, does anybody on the phone have a question they'd like to ask? We've had some really good questions today, and I appreciate that. And our time is just about up, so let me think of a testimonial I can share. People want to know about the amazing testimonials. A gentleman had a hydrochloric acid burn on his hand. He put his hand in his work glove, went back to work, and by the time he got home, the palm fatty part behind, below his thumb on the palm of his hand was black. Excuse me. Was black. And he went to the emergency room because it was burning so much. And they said, well, they may have to amputate and do skin grafting. Well, he went home and his wife said, let's put it in clay. And they stuck his hand in a bag full of clay and tightened it around his wrist. And he kept it on there all night and the next day. And it took, he said, it took the burning sensation away very quickly. It was so severe, it took a few minutes. Generally, the pain of a burn will go away in less than a minute. But if this was a chemical burn and so severe, it took several minutes. It debrided the wound. They called me and I told them, I said, now if the tissue is dead, it will slough it off, but it will rebuild new tissue from the inside out. And in 3 weeks, the palm of his hand, it had sloughed that off and rebuilt it and looked like it was before the burn. 3 weeks' time. So, and I even have pictures of that one. It should be on, I have a new information site out there because they took down the About Clay for a while. Mine's very thorough. So if you go to bentoniteclayinfo.com, www.bentoniteclayinfo.com, look on the testimonials and look for a chemical burn and see if the pictures aren't there showing the palm of his hand before, during, and after, or right after he got the burn, then later, and then after it had healed. So there are wonderful testimonials on that site. And there's wonderful information, lots of new articles. I've written one about the Zika virus, putting the clay on the insect bites. I've written one about to the people in Flint, Michigan, about their lead-contaminated river and the water, the lead that got in their water systems. They should be taking clay baths. It's the easy way to detox, the inexpensive way to detox, and probably the fastest way to detox. It will remove that lead from their system. And I hope that the letter got, or the email got, to the city officials, because they need to be putting bentonite clay in that river to capture that, the lead that's in the river. And, you know, you can't just put a strainer in there and take it out. It's not like it's in a metal form. But there are lots of new articles on there and old articles and lots of information and testimonials. So go there and check that out. Well, I'm going to look one more time for questions. And I don't have any right now. And as soon as I get off, another one will pop up. I'll save it for next time. And our time is up, so I want to say go out and have a great day. Take your clay with you. Get out and enjoy the weather. I don't know where you live, but here in Texas, it's already spring, and people are outside riding their bikes and fishing and walking and just enjoying the weather. So come on down to Texas if you get too cold. Well, it's been my pleasure to be with you today. This is Perrier signing out.